Welcome, everybody, to what was supposed to be episode 25. Since a lightning storm hit that day, we had lost this recording due to a power outage. However, it has since been recovered and is now up for your listening pleasure. Welcome to what we're calling The Lost File.
Welcome to Beard Brothers Podcast. I'm Beard Brother Dylan.
Beard Brother Cody.
And I'm fucking depressed.
Yikes. What is going on with the sound there? That was a big difference.
It's because you fucking swallowed the microphone. And I'm kidding. I'm only depressed because of fantasy football.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it.
You didn't do so good.
No, we'll talk about that in a minute.
You had an 0 for $5 foot long.
Talk about the show.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. We're doing a 3-day recap. We have terrific trivia, which I don't even think Cody probably didn't get a chance to look up anything. I don't know.
No, did you? I did.
Okay, I didn't get to ask me. You.
Don't you?
He just got off of work before he got here.
That is
hot damn.
That assumes he does work. He probably stayed over because he did that shit.
He's like, well, if I'm going to get paid to do it,
I would.
And then we're doing a magnificent mock draft of, I don't remember what I picked.
Movie sequels. That were better than the original.
Yeah. So we can get some hot takey shit in there. So yeah, with the added caveat, you cannot select episodes 1, 4, or 7. We are including those as the first of their trilogy. So
not wrong.
Of Star Wars.
I agreed with it.
Weekly recap. AJ, go.
All right, cool.
You went last the last two episodes.
I know. It was nice. we recorded on Saturday the 11th.
Never forget.
And then, so.
Cody, I got him with that because he tried not to laugh and he's
that face.
Sucking his lips in, trying not to giggle.
Was it Saturday? Didn't do much. Sunday, we celebrated my sister's birthday. The day we're recording this, on the 14th, is my sister's birthday, so happy birthday to my sister.
30?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she just turned 30.
Yeah, I remember her being born the same year as me.
Yeah, so I messaged her this morning.
Like, well, couple times I talked to her in her bedroom after we finished.
I'm okay with you fucking my dad. Leave my sister out of it. But no, I messaged her this morning. I said,
I don't fuck your sister.
Welcome to 30, you old bitch.
Ye old bitch.
Yeah. Other than that, what else did I do on Sunday? We had D&D on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why my brain didn't process that at first. We didn't run the main campaign because Mac wasn't there. And
yeah, he was too busy fucking about with his motorcycle gang.
His rabble motorcycle gang. So since the part we're at in the campaign is focused heavily around Mac, well, and almost entirely around Mac's character, didn't feel right to play that out without him there.
I thought about making a surprise visit, but fortunes didn't allow such a thing to happen. I was just going to bust open your door and be like, "Caw, motherfuckers!
I ain't me fair, Baron."
And then just leave.
Yeah.
It's like he's still with us.
Can hear his wings flap.
He didn't get eaten by the dragon. So I had a little thing. Kyle bought some dice.
You said you had a little thing.
No, had. Now it's massive.
It's that pump.
Kyle,
I walked in.
Pump up
Kyle
the jam.
Bought some dice from a company called Skull Splitter, and they sent him this little one shot adventure thing with the dice. Mm-hmm. So I bullshit my way through that last night for him. I think it went pretty well, despite the fact that every room I'm like, wait, notes. All right, cool. All right, notes. All right, cool. And then I had to chop the map down considerably, considering. But I think it was fun. I almost killed everybody a couple times. I gave you a short rest that nobody should have gotten. But I should have pushed through. But I definitely would have murdered three of you.
I could have unmurdered some of them.
Murder.
But it was a good time. We had fun.
I want to know what would happen if I went down the shitter.
Oh, there was a bunch of spider people down there.
Aw.
Yeah. They were like,
God, somebody went to Chipotle.
There was, was it? They're called dryers. They're basically like half drow, half spider.
Dryers is what it sounded like. You yeah. said. You throw shoes in them and just clunk, 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 clunk.
And yeah, so they're just like spider people, and they're basically just going to complain that people were shitting in their tunnels.
Oh,
that was in the notes that they were mad that people like their tunnels were stinky. So I was like, that's why you heard skittering.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah,
I want to go back and help the shitty spider people.
Trap you with its rope.
Yeah,
made from its ass.
Other than that, the last 2 days, I've just been wallowing in sadness.
Okay.
Oh, good God. Hello, computer. Nobody cares about virus and threat protection, whatever. Because fantasy football is depressing. Not only did I go 0-5, I was the worst scorer in our league of record.
Yep.
After being projected.
By like.
A decent chunk.
40 or 50 yeah. points. It was bad. You also finished with the worst manager, I believe, of the week. Of the max points you could have, or lowest below something projection like that, yeah. or some shit.
And it's just like, and then the one league I lost by like 0.4 points.
Oof. Yeah, I had a league. Justin Tucker ended up the game. Well, what would have been the game winning field goal if the Raiders hadn't marched down the field and kicked a field yeah. goal in 37 seconds, sealed it. The guy had Justin Tucker. I needed him not to get 10 points, and he got 11.
Oh, so. Damn. So the bright and shining center of these last 3 days, however, is something that I've watched 9 times today, is the fact that Big E
yeah.
is the WWE champion.
Yeah.
And all is almost right in my world.
Yeah, except WWE's in the shitter now. Like, everybody fucking is just duking on it. Look, they're doing, like, a complete rebrand with NXT. They just lost Samoa Joe. Fucking
Big E was something they needed.
AEW has nothing but, like, great hype and buzz around it, so there's a considerable amount of people jumping ship.
Yeah.
So
let's say I can only hope that they don't treat this terribly, but with WWE's record and past,
yeah,
I don't hold high
standards. I'll give it to them. They haven't fucked up the New Day a whole lot.
I mean,
outside yeah, of splitting them yeah, up,
aside split them up. But I mean, even then, they've done good things.
Now they're back. It. I would say that now they're back together again.
Yeah,
because he's on Raw.
Yep.
So.
I am a happy boy.
Did you hear the rumors that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn by, I think Zayn by December and then Owens by March of next year?
Are dipping?
They might, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. Are they going to go back to being Steen and Generico?
Yeah, dude.
I'd be pumped for that.
You wrecked.
I am full mast.
On well, that you could get the, what were they, the Mount Rushmore of wrestling? It was Steen, Cole, and the Young Bucks.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because he tweeted, apparently, not that long ago, the coordinates to Mount Rushmore. And people were like,
who did?
Kevin Owens.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
My only hope is that Claudio jumps ship and reunites with Chris Hero and becomes the Kings of Wrestling again.
I don't even know where Chris Hero is. Is he still?
Nobody knows.
Is he still training with
I have no fucking NXT? Clue.
I think he's a trainer there. Might be. I don't remember.
To the internet. Other than that, I just been working.
Cody, go.
Oh, let me consult my notes because I don't even know.
Oh, I've got mine's quick. played Deathloop, only about an hour and a half in. Thoroughly enjoying it, but it throws a lot at you, so you kind of have to just kind of roll with the punches because it's kind of learning on the fly, basically with your character who has basically amnesia as well. So you're like, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I trying to do this? What do I need to do? And you just kind of go along with it. But it's fun. It plays really well. It feels a metric shit ton like Dishonored, and it's great. Other than that, I just watched just a lot of football this weekend. And we talked on our last episode about Cody coming over and watching Ted Lasso, so I look forward to getting him caught up on the rest of Ted Lasso.
Woo-hoo.
After the big banter reveal. Middle of season 2. Pretty fucking cool. So yeah, that's it.
That spring.
Yeah.
God. Sorry, people.
Calling.
Dylan is a child.
Moving on.
Cody.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, I did it again.
Well, haven't played Life is Strange yet, but I do have it downloaded and ready to go. So looking forward to that. Let's see. I don't know. I got my loan, so I'm already working to consolidate all my bills. So we're right for that.
I got approved for a $600 credit card.
Hey,
I'll smell you.
Need it for groceries.
We lost another person at work, so.
No need to check what episode you're on. It just happened again.
Yeah. This isn't a repeat.
Yeah.
Not a glitch in the Matrix.
I didn't fuck up the uploads.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so. It finally happened. Let my dog out last night.
Oh, yeah.
Or Dallas, not last night, a couple of nights ago.
Dallas regaled me with this story.
And she was running around like crazy. It was around midnight, so I figured she was chasing around like a mouse or a bug or just something. And then I started to hear some loud squeaking, so I went out there. And she was chasing something pretty hardcore. And she came out of the brush with a big old rat on her face.
Like attacking her? Or just trying to survive.
I think it was probably trying to survive. I think what happened was that Garnet was sniffing around at it, and it probably nipped at her, and she was like, oh, this is what we're doing. And then just fucking...
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, it's that kind of game? Fuck you, buddy.
The last time she encountered a wild animal, it was a possum that was hissing at her.
I fucking hate possums.
She kept just going up to it and, like, sniffing it. But didn't attack it or anything. She could have. So I'm thinking she probably didn't attack this rat. It attacked her and she went to town. So.
Self-defense. Doesn't count as murder.
Yeah, well, she's not the one that killed it. So, yeah. I had to take my shoe off and kind of, like, smack her to get the rat off of her. Which I think I, for the most part, avoided her and got the rat. And then I euthanized it and brought the dog in and cleaned her up because she just was covered in red that was not hers.
Have you got red on you?
Yeah.
I would real quick like to apologize to everybody that could barely hear Cody. Somehow his knob got turned all the way the fuck down.
Oh, like, well,
you were coming through, but it was kind of quiet, so I'm very
confused. That's why I noticed it, and I don't know if you saw what I did. I pointed at you and was just going like this.
Well, I didn't know if, like, you were trying to, like, talk about nipples. Or
yeah, twisting nipples.
Oh, my nippers.
Yeah, twist your soundboard nipple, AJ.
But yeah, so got her all cleaned up, and the vet said so long as she's good on her shots, which she is, shouldn't be anything to worry about. Just keep an eye on where she may have been bitten to check.
Was that Saturday night? Sunday night? Friday night?
No, I think it was... Maybe... No, it had to be Sunday night.
Because if it would happen Saturday or Friday or Saturday, I think you would have talked about it last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have happened Sunday night, because I think Monday night was not far enough away.
Yeah. Yeah, because you probably took her to the vet on Monday.
No, I didn't take her. I just called in. Oh, okay. They said I didn't need to unless it looked like she was, like, pussy or swollen or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, I was always considering myself lucky because I know this city has rats, but I had never seen any, like, in my area.
Yeah, we had
in my immediate area.
Yeah, we had a huge mouse problem a couple years ago at our house, but we've since got it taken care of and gotten all the holes plugged up.
I have never seen any in my house.
No mice.
Okay. No. The only thing I have a ton of is spiders.
We have a ton of ants. We have a big ant problem.
I had, like, my first year here, I had a big ant problem.
I have a lot of ants on the property. Like, my ant hills are, like, all over my driveway and stuff, but I only ever have problems. I had an ant problem once, and that was because I left a box of Krispy Kreme on the counter, and they just, like, two by two, dessert, wasted no time. And so after the genocide of ants, I haven't seen any since, so.
I know the one thing I do have, I know I have a raccoon, and I have a possum. They've both gotten into my trash.
Raccoons? I've never had an issue with. I've run into a couple of them, but they're just like, huh? What? Who are you?
And then I know I chased the raccoon off, and I've never seen it since. The possum doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Dude, I had a possum one time. I hit it
with a stick.
Opened the trash lid, and it was just sitting on top of the trash. And it was just like...
Sorry, buddy.
Nope.
Yeah, it's just... They're scary, man.
Yeah.
Those teeth look intimidating, but they won't hurt you.
Well, then you got Louise that... her and her vet friend rescued one that had to lose toes. And she's like, it's so cute. I'm like, I know what those things turn into.
Gross.
Oh, all they do is hiss. They're really good. Especially for you, if you don't feel like mowing the grass for a while, they're good on controlling the tick population.
I just want to grab one by its tail.
That's like one of the biggest things they eat is ticks, so.
No.
Num num.
Very well.
Okay.
The more you know.
Moving on. So do we want to try our new seggy? Or do we want to go into
like
20 questions?
That you just called it that.
I don't like you.
I don't either.
Ba-da-ba-da. Okay, so what are we doing?
We'll go with 20 questions.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I selected a fast food menu item. You guys have 20 questions. I have the answer. I wrote the abbreviated version on the inside of my hand, so you knew that I wasn't lying. Commence.
It's probably cane sauce. He loves cane sauce.
I do.
I mean, we all do. I still have some in my fridge. Because I
better. It's got egg in it, doesn't it?
I don't know. I've never looked.
I think it might.
So they would have to tell you because it's an allergen.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
This is a new one from.
Oh, okay.
I went back out to Cleveland the other day, or just yesterday.
Gonna hit up that the other one day. In Sandusky as soon as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be
fucking... Are they putting one in Sandusky?
It's already there.
Boy ride!
Yeah.
So it's about 45 to an hour, depending on which way you go. I'm in. Road trip.
Rumspringa.
I'll bring a laptop. We'll do the show from...
Yeah.
Tits out for cane sauce, boys. Let's go.
Let's fucking go. We're on the road to cane sauce.
And nobody knows, like, obviously we're not going to tell the people at Raising Cane, so it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it...
Let me get my counter up.
I have no idea when it was released.
So, yeah, I'm not asking dates and shit.
I don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
I will ask a question that I think should be a freebie. Well, no, I guess
I mean,
not.
You can ask it, and I'll let you know if it is.
Is it still something you can order?
Like,
no, that's not a freebie question. So do you want to ask that?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Keep that in the back pocket. Is it a burger?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it a condiment?
No.
Okay. Right, cane sauce out the window.
Cane sauce is not a condiment. It's a whole ass meal.
I just drink it by the gallon.
Sticking my tongue in the cup.
Gross. I mean,
eat that sauce like groceries.
Is it?
Get it.
A breakfast food item?
It is.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm trying to think what fast food places serve breakfast.
Part of the caveat is you have to get what place it's from too.
So you got,
wouldn't that hopefully be obvious by the item? Okay.
Yeah.
So you got Burger King.
I mean,
McDonald's.
Certain items aren't like a double cheeseburger. You guys got it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. No, you would have guessed a McDonald's double cheeseburger or a Burger King double cheeseburger.
So McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Wendy's has breakfast?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell does have breakfast.
I don't think Arby's does.
I don't think they do.
Not here, anyways. If they have, they might have it elsewhere, but I know they don't have it here.
Are you constituting fast food as places with only drive-thrus?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's not.
No.
Untick that.
I'm trying. It's being a dick.
Fat finger.
Was it? Because I just want to make sure. Because, like, some people consider like Five Guys and shit fast food.
Yeah,
those are the only four I can think of.
There's another one.
But say, because KFC
there's
does
another
it.
Couple. Actually,
we'll get there.
Culver's, I don't think does.
I've never been. I've driven by it like twice, and that's it.
Yeah, because they just good. Opened the one in Spain.
It's Steak and Shake, but good.
Good point.
Not closed.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have people fucking holding candlelight vigils outside because they closed it down due to poor health concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the one.
The candlelight vigils are for those that they lost.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
people who have eaten there.
So gross. Okay. I'm trying to think what. I'm trying to narrow down breakfast places. Outside of the big four.
I don't know how you feel, so I'm asking him, not you. Do we want to ask if it's. I mean, like an entree item or like a side item? So like, the sandwich versus like the hash brown. Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
Undetermined.
Okay. So I guess we just won't count that then?
No. No, don't count the question. But yeah, undetermined is the best I can give you.
Okay. Well, because
I think it could be one. It could be both, honestly. So.
Okay.
Very well.
Do you usually get, if you got a meal with this item, do you usually only get one?
No.
So it comes in multiples. Say, Burger King has those French toast sticks. I know McDonald's has pancakes.
For some reason, I'm really thinking the McDonald's breakfast burritos.
Did you get two of those?
I think so, yeah. In a meal.
I never got it.
In a meal, you get two. You can order them by itself. That's why I specified in a meal. They used to be fucking...
You guys got plenty of questions left.
Yep. Do we want to just burn some on trying to guess the restaurant?
Sure.
Is it McDonald's?
No.
Is it Burger King?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now I'm trying to think. So, they had the French toast sticks. I don't think that's a breakfast food. I was thinking because I think those
are... Also, did you guys know that they are called a croissant witch? I thought it was a croissant.
That's a croissant witch.
Yeah.
I thought it was a croissant witch.
They literally had an ad. They literally had an ad on the way over, and they were like, croissant witch. And
fuck off, Burger King. You ain't fancy.
Bitch, it's a croissant witch.
It's a croissant witch.
My croissant.
You almost made me drop my croissant.
Real quick, this is not a 20 questions question. This is a you question. Do you consider... something that doesn't have a beef patty, a burger?
It has to be hamburger.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it has to be...
Some people use hamburgers as synonymous with, like, any kind of fast food sandwich.
No.
So
you said, is it a cheese... You said, is it a hamburger?
I said, is it a burger?
A burger, no.
Okay.
Not. Well, you said breakfast.
Because some people
a burger is beef.
Because some people call chicken sandwiches chicken burgers.
No, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, besides, you said breakfast food.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was going to say, should I ask if it's a sandwich?
Yeah. No, a croissant sandwich is a breakfast sandwich, and a double cheeseburger is a burger.
But it doesn't come by itself, or it doesn't come as one thing. Because I know Burger King does mini hash browns. They don't do a big one like McDonald's does. I used to get Burger King breakfast a lot when I used to bowl at Jugs, and we used to go to the Burger King right there.
excuse me.
That's back when they had the enormous omelet sandwich.
Still, to me, honestly, I think the croissant sandwich is the tops of the breakfast.
It's never really a fan. I'm not a big fan of Burger King though.
Yeah.
So
neither am I.
The Speedway ones are pretty good.
They're not bad.
The Speedway ones are good if you need to shit in about an hour and a half.
Yeah. The I get the on occasion. It's very rare. It's like one a month. But the Jimmy Dean's like in the hot. Server thing at the
like Circle K's,
Circle K, or I don't like Circle K ones, but the ones that I get are the actual Jimmy Dean brand ones from a gas station that's near where I work.
Fair. Okay.
I don't rush.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
into an LOD reference.
The mini hash browns, and the French toast sticks are the only two things I can think of.
Fucking French toast.
I don't think they do pancakes at Burger King.
Not that I'm aware of.
And then, ignore him, he's just trying to throw us off. I know how Dylan operates. And I don't think you'd go that obvious as pancakes.
Is this a primarily potato-based item?
No.
All right, so the hash browns are out.
Shout out to SMB Dave. He's messaging me something.
Aw, hi.
Oh, how mad he is. He said best manager should not be a loser because he set the best lineup.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
It just depends on, like...
Yeah, but if your team blows.
I literally lost one of my games and got best manager in one of our leagues.
Yeah.
Is it served, or does it come with syrup?
Yes. Usually, yes.
I'm just...
Does it come in stick form?
Yeah.
You just want to go for it?
Does it have a country name in it? Or as an adjective?
Yeah.
Is it the French toast sticks?
No. No, it's the USA maple fries. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, what?
It's French toast. Fucking French toast sticks. Let's see, it says FTS on my on my hand.
I didn't think you were going to cheat. You didn't have to mar yourself.
10.
Nice. You guys were one off the
new record.
Well,
tied record.
We could have been if I wasn't stupid.
If you didn't ask about France.
Yeah.
Fucking France. Is Dave still being salty?
Yeah. Yeah. He said it in the league chat too.
Yeah, I just saw.
I think you know what GIF is coming for him.
Why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags. Hold on. He's the one that got it. Why is he crying? Alex shit on me and he got worse manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave, it's your party. You cry if you want to.
What do you mean it's wrong? Like, it's... I think he's complaining about getting best manager.
All right. Awkward silence because we're yelling at
Dave. Cody has some questions for us. We're going to do some terrific trivia.
Okay,
our favorite things.
Yes, this is going to be My Hero Academia themed trivia.
I'm not going to lie, as I was driving home from Michigan, I put on a couple things from My Hero asking me random trivia questions.
Oh my God.
To kind of get the leg up. I have lost, I think, every one of these trivia things.
Yeah, I meant to look up some shit, so we'll see if just my raw knowledge beats your recently studied knowledge.
The questions that like, these two quizzes gave me were like, what school did Deku want to go to?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to throw... There's some challenging ones in here.
You could have just watched like a synopsis of one episode and got all the questions right.
So... We're going to do first to five.
Should not be tristed.
Alternating.
And the ability to steal, AJ.
Yep.
I know.
So
I saw the messages.
So we are going to start with AJ. Since.
Oh, God.
And we're going to start with a softball. Who was the winner of the UA Sports Festival arc?
Bakugo.
Correct.
Yeah.
It took me a second. Like, I was like, wait a minute.
Do I have to keep score?
Who did he defeat in the final? No, we'll keep track of our own.
Okay. Good, because I'm not. Okay.
Good, because I wasn't going to.
He beat Uraraka in that, right?
Oh, oof. No.
Who did he beat? I didn't think they fought.
Yeah, they fought in the finals. Oh. It was Todoroki.
All right.
Todoroki wouldn't use both of his powers against him.
That's right. I just remember... The Uraraka thing, because I love that whole fight.
Yeah.
Dylan, who is the youngest student in Class 1A? And if you can't think of their name, I will let you describe their quirk.
Yeah. I mean, he's the smallest, and I feel like it's a trap, but I'm going to go with Grape Juice.
Mineta?
Mineta, yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
My first thought went to Aoyama with the fucking tummy laser.
Yeah, that's why he was my secondary one for some reason.
All right. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It is Meizo Shuji, the arm guy with all his little appendages.
Really? He's fucking jacked.
Yeah.
I mean, they all are.
Fuck, I love that you gave him a softball and then we're like, here's a 1 in 20 question, Dylan.
Don't worry. You got one coming. All right. We'll see if you can remember this. UA's first semester ended and they went on a summer break to a training camp. Under what superhero team's supervision were they?
Oh, I didn't hear the question, so if I get a chance to steal.
Fuck,
And I will need the correct name.
I know. I don't want to, like, think out loud because it'll give it to Dylan. But I'm sure as soon as I guess, he's going to know it. I know the end of it. I know the last word. Like, I'm just, is it the Mighty Mighty Pussycats?
So close, but no. Dylan. Do you need me to read the question?
Yeah.
At the end of first semester, classes 1A and 1B go on a camping summer training trip. Under whose supervision are they? What superhero team?
I just
remember. I can't think of the adjective.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I got the end of it.
Well, we'll take one out because he said you were so close. I'm going to go with the Mighty Pussycats.
You had the correct formula.
Yeah.
It was the Wild, Wild Pussycats. Oh,
damn it.
All right.
Still 1-0.
Dylan, what is All Might's name?
Oh, fuck.
Do you need his full name?
I'm assuming.
I will take the first name.
But say, I can hear Gran Torino say it.
I know I can. It's like there for me, but yeah. I can't think of what the word is that's coming out of his mouth. I don't know. Fucking Tenzan.
We got the right letter.
Yeah,
but it's Toshinori.
Yeah.
Toshinori Yagi, if you want his full name.
All right.
Picking your favorite character. It's not fair.
My favorite character is not All Might.
Bullshit.
It's Izuku.
In the series, there are 2 confirmed transgender characters. Name one.
Bitch, what?
Oh! I know one.
2 confirmed? You just want me to name one?
Name one.
Oh, but fuck. I can't think of her name.
I didn't even know this was a thing. I have no answer. I cannot.
Is it Big Sis Mag?
I'm going to take that because that's what I remember. The thing I said kept calling her Magna or M-A-G-N-E. I'm assuming that's probably.
The name is Magna, but twice kept calling her Big Sis Mag.
Yeah.
I think Toga did too.
Yeah, because somebody called them he and twice freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And God, I'm mad.
She.
Yeah, because now I can picture it. Motherfucker. Yep.
You've also rewatched it more recently than I have.
For a bonus point, does anyone want to guess the second one?
Oh, fuck.
You said transgender?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I got that one right, I get the next guess.
Yeah, you're fine.
Whatever, it's fine. This doesn't have to be one of the questions.
Do we get a hint? Like what season?
This character was actually introduced first.
Oh.
Allegedly. According to the article, it said they were. But
I was almost going to guess. What's the fucking villain from the end of season 4? The magician dude. Or not the magician, but.
I know a guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, he seems a little flamboyant, so maybe. But I'm not trying to pigeonhole transgender people into certain things. No, I don't. I can't think of another one.
Like they were introduced first.
That's what this says. I'm thinking it might be a manga thing because I remember Meg before I remember this person.
Well, saying that's the case because Meg was introduced, I believe, in the mountains. If I remember right.
I will give a hint and say that Meg and this person fought.
Well, now we don't get a point for it.
That doesn't help me.
Oh, is it... Oh, God damn it.
Hold on, say...
Hasekai.
Overload? Or whatever his name was? I have no clue.
It was actually
Fat Gum.
Tiger of the Wild from the Wild Wild Pussycats.
God damn it.
I just figured he was a buff dude in cat ears. Like, weird. Well, then.
The more you know.
I mean, technically, as far as the episode goes, he's introduced before.
See, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought we saw Meg earlier when they were just like, we're villains doing villainy things. Like, mm-hmm. like she was just kind of there. They weren't doing anything. But I thought she came first.
I still think.
Well, because the League of Villains attacked them while they were there. So you would think.
It's, I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Point
to me.
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's my question, I think.
My question.
Okay. Who was the character that scored lower than Deku at the entrance exam?
At the entrance exam?
Mm-hmm. When they were fighting the robots.
I have one I want to say.
I only have one guess, but I don't think it's right.
I'm going to guess Bakugo. Just because he was such an annoying prick about shit and wasn't like a team player. So I'm going to say Bakugo.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Well, now, because you didn't take... I'm stuck between Aoyama and Mineta.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Aoyama because I'm assuming he got scared.
Also incorrect.
Wow.
It was actually someone from Class 1B.
Oh.
It was Tetsu Tetsu.
Oh.
No, not Tetsu 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 Tetsu.
Yep. Okay.
I forgot about the other class. I didn't even think about that. I only know like 3 people from that, and he's one of them. Ow.
Okay.
I only remember because his name's so dumb.
Yeah. That, and he's your boy's like main rival.
Yeah.
Like frenemy.
Rock and metal.
Yeah.
All right.
Question 4.
Well, it's going to be first to. To score 5, I'm going to have to look up some more questions.
No, you just go whoever has the most after you're done asking questions.
Okay. There is a group at the UA called the Big 3. Name 2 of them.
I know it's... Can I give you his hero name?
Damn it.
That's fine. That's not what I have, so I'll have to look it up to confirm, but yes.
Yeah, because I can't think of his actual name. But say, because it's Mirio Togata, which is Lemillion,
mm-hmm.
and the one whose hero name I know is Sun Eater.
Yeah. That's what I knew, too. That's exactly what I knew,
I can't think
too.
Of his name.
Correct. It's Amajiki Tamaki.
God damn it.
What's the girl's name?
I don't know her hero name, but... Her real name is Nejire Hado. No, that's her hair color.
I don't even remember what her quirk is.
Somewhat she like
wave motion.
Yeah, she does something at like certain like percentage intervals, I thought. Mm. I just remember in the overload fight.
How many questions we got left? 3.
Huh. Maybe she doesn't have a name. I don't know. Bitch, don't rush me.
I said no. I asked how many questions do we have left?
Because
it's 3-1.
Yeah. But I should have one more question than you because you went first.
Yeah.
Okay. Who does Tomoyaki intern with?
I'm trying to remember who Tomoyaki is.
Right? Can I get Tomoyaki's quirk?
The dark Wait, shadow?
I was going to say... This
Tokoyami?
It's Tokoyami.
It's Tokoyami.
What did I say?
Tomoyaki.
Tomoyaki.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it even says Tokoyami.
That's why I was like, who the fuck is...
Sorry, pardon my strong. I...
Fumikage Tokoyami.
Yep. And it was even spelled correctly and everything. Fumikage. Sorry. Excuse me and my juxtaposition of letters and sounds.
Went dyslexic for a minute.
Must have.
Dallas would be so disappointed.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He would probably still know who I was talking about, though.
It's the one... No... I don't know his actual name, but is it the whale guy?
No.
Okay.
Did he go with Hawks?
He did.
Oh, fuck off. God damn it.
I thought that was just...
I was thinking, because they've interned twice.
Not all of them did.
Not all of them did, but I thought he was one of them that did.
I didn't think he did. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Because Hawks was his second one.
Yeah.
He interned a time before that.
Let me look that certain. Up to make sure that was an unfair question.
Fairly certain.
Well, I just thought it was funny that Tokoyami, Bird,
yeah.
went with Hawks.
Makes sense.
Fumikage Tokoyami.
But yeah, what's the whale guy's name? He's like a mob boss.
Boss Orca?
Yeah, I knew it had boss in it. That's why I was like,
Is like the weirdest fucking... Him and the one that Suyu goes with, the fucking seal dude, who just clicks at everything. Are you looking up who he interned with?
No, I'm just scrolling to Facebook.
This is just referencing one... training and internship.
Okay. That's fine. So. No, I just wasn't sure. It's been a while.
Okay.
I had a feeling AJ was going to win this one because he's watched it more recently than I have. And so, congratulations because you already won.
Yes, that's 4-1.
Oh.
What makes me feel even better is none of this stuff was in any of those trivia things I listened to.
Well, I had one more question.
So you had Tamaki's- 9 questions?
Yeah, evidently.
Unfair.
Oh my god.
Hey, I could still close the, could have closed the gap if you had 10 questions.
Too bad. You can't win.
Get fucked.
Make it 12, bitch.
Tamaki's quirk grants him the ability to do what?
Tamaki? Did you pronounce that name right, Cody?
I did, but... Amajiki.
Oh,
Sun Eater. Sorry, I was writing
that
quickly.
That would have been my question, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He can turn himself into whatever he eats.
Mm-hmm. The ability to manifest the physical characteristics of anything he's eaten.
That one doesn't count because you're not about to beat me 5-1 by question advantage.
Right.
Okay. Do you want me to ask one
more?
Sure. Give me one.
He steals this one and beats me 6-1.
God, I fucking hope so. Let's see.
I did a lot better in this than I expected, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I never got the softball he was talking about.
Yeah, the first one was like a layup.
He's like, don't worry, you'll get
one. I guess, I mean, maybe the All Might's real name was a bit of a softball.
That's what I thought, but apparently
I mentioned it like 3 times in the entirety of the show.
That is all Gran Torino calls him.
Gran Torino never calls him All Might.
Sass me.
He always just yells at him, Toshinori.
Okay.
I'm old as fuck. Thank God I got speed feet.
Yeah, maybe you can reverse the spin of the earth and bring back some of that time.
What is the name of the prison holding One for All and all the dangerous villains?
No fucking...
I didn't know there was a name for it.
No fucking clue.
Oh my God. I couldn't even find the answer, but I know what it is.
I didn't know they referenced it
multiple times. Okay, never mind. I'll keep flipping.
Jail of UA.
Bad guy jail.
UA basement.
Tartarus.
Yeah.
I might have heard that. I don't know. super duper bad guy jail.
I had a feeling I'd do poorly at this because it's been so long since I've watched that.
Yeah, so you rewatched it and then I rewatched it like right after you. Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of All Might's final move against All for One?
United States of Smash.
There you go.
There, I got a softball.
5-2.
Yeah.
You feel better about yourself?
You should have beat me 4-2 so that way you could have fortitude.
Shut up.
God damn it.
Moving on.
That baseball podcast says that they won with fortitude whenever they win 4-2.
What baseball podcast?
Talking Baseball with John Boy.
I don't. Oh, John Boy Media?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't listen to it.
He's hilarious, though.
Oh, yeah. His shit's great.
Yeah, exactly. So you know the videos.
Well, I see all the shit on Facebook.
His breakdown videos are hilarious.
Because all the shit he says makes no sense half the time.
Moving on to our magnificent magic.
And just like that, this episode is over. Like I said in the intro here, this was the quote-unquote lost file, as the power outage killed everything and our hopes and dreams for this episode being completed. Hope you guys did enjoy this. There was no draft on this episode. It was a decent draft. Dylan and Cody could not remember what their lists were to get me to put it in here. I was the only one that kept a good list, so that I think by default means I win. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye.